Understanding 3D, 4D, and 5D, the Different Dimensions, written by Vera Magdala. When going through the process of spiritual awakening, sooner or later we are confronted with the fact that there seems to be more dimensions than the one reality that we are living in and that we know so well. We start questioning our life, and what used to be true for us all of a sudden starts crumbling. We are not so sure anymore if we are indeed living in a reality or if it is not so real after all. The higher dimensional energies are calling us. We start resonating with them and we go on our quest to find out more about who we truly are. We learn about universal energies and different frequencies and what ascension truly means, which is an energetic shift from 3D to 5D by raising our frequencies to a much higher level and transmuting low frequencies of fear into unconditional love up to a point where no fear or trigger is left. We come across a lot of information and we are learning a lot about ourselves, the universe, and humanity. A question that often keeps us busy is how to differentiate between dimensions. To understand them, we must look at them individually. The third dimension is the material world of fear. The famous song of Madonna's, "Because we are living in a material world and I am a material girl." This paints the perfect third dimensional picture in this song. She describes how she will only go out with guys that have money to buy her things, and she fears losing her money once she got into that state of possessions. The third dimension is all about material, accumulating material and living in fear of losing it. We fear to lose control. We fear to not be secure and to not be good enough. We don't trust people because they can take our wealth away from us. So we try to reach power over others to be in a stronger position. We define ourselves on this plane by what we possess and what we do for a living. We believe to be separated from God and from everyone and everything. As long as we are not one with Source, we cannot experience oneness with all that is. We believe death is something painful, dark, and finite. We believe that we live only one life and that's it, and that this world is a place of scarcity. Therefore, we think we have to fight hard for our well-being because there is not enough for everyone. We think that life is supposed to be a competition with winners and losers. We think it's okay to lie because everyone does it in this game. We are convinced that we have to be right about things. We believe in certain roles for men and women. Men being the stronger provider and fighter, while women being the weak caretaker. This has been changing with the rising of the feminine during the past decade, but the true nature of masculine and feminine still has not been fully understood. We believe that we cannot be whole without another person. We believe that we need someone else to make us happy and whole, and we experience joy in these very rare occasions. These are the rare moments that take us into the now, the only place where the ego does not exist. We are so used to the ego that we don't question whether it is normal that we spend all of our time in the past or in the future. The ego plays the shoulda, coulda, woulda game in the past or jumps into the future playing the let's create scenarios game to be prepared for any possibility. We don't see that the only real place to be is in the now. Humans in the third dimension crave physical contact so much because that is the only opportunity for them to experience the merging of masculine and feminine energies in perfect balance. This is the root cause for desire, which is an ego-based frequency. In the third dimension, we do not understand that this is where neediness for a partner comes from. We do not understand that we can create this wholeness for ourselves, but we not only can, but must master it in order to access the higher dimensions. In the third dimension, we have never learned to love ourselves. On the contrary, we were taught to believe that this is egotistical. The opposite is the case. Not loving yourself is egotistic thinking and is what keeps you from being whole and keeps the void within us alive. Energetically, the third dimension is a place of a very low vibration. It enhances the illusion of separation, duality, and free will. In 3D, only one timeline is available, and we live with the construct and illusion of the ego mind of linear time. Our higher self is not integrated into the physical body because it cannot handle the density and low frequency. It is connected with us through our spiritual body, but when our energy centers are blocked, it can hardly get through. That causes the belief that we are separated from God and that God is an outside entity or power. In 3D, we actually think that our life is based on coincidences and that there is no destiny. And as we are not aware of our true identity, which is a spiritual being in a physical body suffering from amnesia. As we incarnate into the third dimension, we forget who we truly are, and we get equipped with an ego mind that is only serving for this incarnation. It cannot remember any of our previous lives because it has not been there with us. Only our cellular structure and DNA carries memory from our family lineage, and our soul higher self knows about our experiences in all past lives. As long as the ego mind is in the lead and our heart is closed, the connection to our soul is blocked most of the time. The communication with our higher self and higher realms can only be felt and not understood with the rational mind. The ego mind is not able to process this amount of energy. As long as we are cut off, we cannot feel the truth. We believe our ego mind is supposed to be in the lead as it is oh so clever. And yes, it is. Only though in keeping us away from the true self and keeping us in the illusion. Every time our intuition comes through and expresses our truth, the ego mind will shout, "Prove it!" So we shut down again as we are unable to prove what we feel. We continue to run around blindfolded, trying to figure out how life works and what we're actually doing. We believe that we find the answers to our quest for happiness externally, outside of us. We adapt to the game and we accept the 3D illusions as our reality because everyone else does. We suppress the questions about our purpose, our true origin, our talents, and our gifts. We must be mistaken to have these questions because everybody else is living in according to the same rules. If we were to speak out our doubts and our true desires, we would just be considered insane and an unrealistic dreamer. So we just stick with the system, not realizing that we have been enslaved as our ego mind has been programmed with all kinds of false beliefs. We do not see that the whole system is a fake matrix based on fear. As long as people are in fear, you can keep them under control and you can make money, lots of money. Insurances, pharmaceuticals, and fashion are just a couple of examples of how a lot of money is made with our fears. And we need to make more and more money to be able to compensate for those fears. We think that we have to improve our status again and again to be good enough, to earn respect. We don't even realize how much the material world and our possessions are controlling us, keeping us in dependency. We need to protect what we have reached and make it even more to be prepared for worse times. In the third dimension, we are thinking negative thoughts and we are mistrusting everyone and everything. The illusion of duality in the third dimension allows us to experience light and darkness, good and bad, joy and despair, better and worse. We have the choice to act as saints or demons. That is actually the only choice we have, love or fear. The illusion of duality in the third dimension allows us to experience light and darkness. So when we have the only choice between love and fear, light or darkness, that is what free will allows. As long as we are choosing fear, we are repeating our experience and patterns until we learn to choose love. That is the beauty of the third dimension. Once we learn to choose love permanently, we come to what the spiritual world would refer to as enlightenment. As our frequency raises significantly, we stay in the field of love and light. That way, we overcome our ego mind's limits. We learn to let our heart and soul take the lead in transforming our ego into a free spirit. We learn how the universal energies work and how we can create our reality. We understand that we had the steering wheel in front of us at all times, we just did not see it. We learn that there are no victims or perpetrators, there are only teachers and mirrors that help us see what we need to see about ourselves to help us grow. We do not have to wait until we die to go into the light. We can do that while being in a human body. The fourth dimension, the magical dream world. This is also called the astral plane, which has been dissolved by Mother of All Creation, but for reference, we will speak about the fourth dimension. It is a dimension that is less dense and much more fluid than the third, but still only has one timeline, which hosts the illusion of duality, the spiritual ego, and thus fear is still able to exist here. But linear time becomes a lot more fluid, so imagine it to be a stream of energy hosting all events of one particular timeline, the same timeline available in the third dimension. We usually visit this plane naturally during the night. In our dream state, anything is possible. A mouse can be transformed into a lion. We can fly or breathe underwater. We can be in many places at the same time and have conversations with weird creatures. We can travel into the past and into the future. Experienced astral travelers are able to access this plane during the day. This is the plane that shamans and ancient civilizations would travel to find out more and connect to the spirit realm. These journeys gave them access to the underworld and the upper world. Many of them used plant medicine, special trance ceremonies in order to get there. Depending on the energetic vibration of people, traveling in the astral plane can be very loving and exciting, but can also be a fearful experience. Spiritual drugs will never take us above the fourth dimension. Nevertheless, traveling the astral plane can be insightful to learn more about ourselves, about our purpose, and about our fears, as we can get into a close exchange with our higher self here. No matter how far we travel in this dimension, though, we always stay in a particular storyline. On this plane, it's also possible to tap into collective consciousness. The astral realm is a place where light and darkness come into conflict. Dark magic was stored in the fourth dimension, and dreamwalkers, for example, could have influences on this plane, where people were still full of fear and had not learned yet to set healthy energetic boundaries, which is when we're able to create our own light and sustain it so that it simply absorbs the darkness. Most people do not remember their astral experiences consciously, which makes it even harder to detect these energetic manipulations. The fourth dimension connects the dark and light, and on this plane, we can protect ourselves by applying universal laws, as there are no human laws or regulations for control in these upper dimensions. Higher frequency people do not experience nightmares. They can have panic attacks and thought spirals before going to sleep or when they are half awake, but their dreams, if they remember them, are taking place in 5D and above. Those dreams cannot contain fear or darkness, as those are the planes of unconditional love. They are experiencing their ascension differently, in a much more subtle and heartfelt way. Once their awakening is initiated and they open themselves up to their spirituality, the process usually happens faster than average and they cleanse the 3D programming quite quickly, as their system wants to return to its natural frequency as quickly as possible. They are usually claircognizant, meaning all of a sudden they know things without knowing why. That is because they have access to other timelines and dimensions. Usually happens unconsciously. They simply lose a few minutes and feel cold or confused after such an experience. There is no better or worse of being of high frequency, but the experiences are simply different. So Mother of All Creation did dissolve the astral plane in 2009. So this is just for reference to describe the astral plane, but is no longer in existence because it was used to manipulate energy as it was described. And it was used to also infiltrate dreams through the dream machine. So now there is only the third and fifth dimension, which brings us to the fifth dimension, which is the plane of light. Of all the higher dimensions, the fifth is the last one of pure light and unconditional love. Source energy on the way down before entering the realms of limitation and duality. This is the dimension beyond linear time, which means that many different timelines are available to access. Physical existence is still possible on this plane, although the body is much lighter and a different cellular structure. When the physical body is fully transformed into this structure, there is no pain. Further, there is no fear. It is the plane of unconditional love and abundance manifested in the physical. Our higher self has been fully integrated into the physical body and has taken over the guidance. This feels very differently from just channeling the higher self. The first time your higher self moves into the physical body, it's quite overwhelming. It is an intense energetic flow of unconditional love, and everything feels light and at ease. Before the higher self can be fully anchored into the physical body, the healing of all bodies, mental, emotional, and physical, has to be completed. Therefore, your higher self will slip in and out for a while until it can move in permanently. You will know when your higher self is integrated, when you do not question the universal flow and you simply trust your journey. You do not feel the need to interfere or control that flow. In the fifth dimension, all actions are based in love. It is the plane of oneness where we feel the connection to everyone and everything around us, including source energy. In the fifth dimension, we live in unity consciousness, but we still recognize ourselves as individuals as part of the whole. We do not feel that we get information from guides, angels, or star families through channeling. Now it's a much more intuitive and subtle form within, as we have become one with all that is. In the beginning, it feels as if we are disconnected until we get used to this new way of being. On this plane, we remember who we truly are, and we are aware of our eternal self. Manifestation is easy, and the life of our dreams is our reality. In 5D, everything comes without effort, as we have rediscovered the universal energetic flow will always guide us perfectly. There is no limits. We live in complete freedom and authenticity. We share unconditionally, as there is no fear, there is no aging, and no illness. We live as long as we want until we decide to leave the body, which happens smoothly and without pain. Living in 5D means living from the heart. We connect through our hearts and we can feel the connection and love instantly. We have become now balanced energetically. Therefore, it is not surprising that we leave behind the sexual nature of 3D. Once someone has raised the own frequency to a 5D level, the return to the lower dimensions is no longer possible, unless the soul chooses it consciously. This was the choice a lot of starseeds and angelic beings took to help humanity ascend. People in 5D are immune to low frequencies, as there is no resonance. They do not attract darkness, and they live in the light exclusively. They cannot be seen by people in 3D if they have not already started their own ascension process and are open to higher frequencies. That is when duality and linear time are dissolving, and all that is left is the now. All experiences are embraced with gratitude, as the soul knows everything has its purpose for growth and expansion. Contact to galactics and angelic beings becomes easy and is integrated in the daily experience. We receive information directly from source through telepathy. Teleportation and telekinesis also become possible. We realize that we are an aspect of source and we were never separated. The fifth dimension is the dimension of deep, deep trust and inner knowing that everything is happening perfectly. On this plane, we have learned to go with the flow and let source work through us to create miracles. There is no need to be right in 5D, as there is no ego. Our ego has transcended into a free spirit and has been dissolved, and we are now working hand in hand with body and soul. In the fifth dimension, we do not take anything personally anymore from people who are not able to align with that plane. We know their own baggage and their journey, and we do not judge or blame them, but we love them unconditionally. We know that they are part of the whole. We know there is no danger and no need for protection. We know our light shines bright and it absorbs the darkness automatically. In 5D, we live according to the universal energetic laws, knowing that we create what we think. There are no man-made rules or laws because people fully trust the energetic flow and where it guides them. There is no need for possessions or status, no competition, and nothing to compare. Everything becomes an unconditional sharing. We just are. We love ourselves and we appreciate our individuality as part of the whole. We know that our needs are always met and we are always taken care of. Gratitude is always present. When we live in 5D permanently, we are in a state of enlightenment. No wonder it's referred to as heaven on earth. For more, please go to lovehasone.org and check out all of our 5D news updates, as well as all of our available sessions.